Share conspiracy: Trump wants post office to go bankrupt so we can't vote by mail. By BenQ on April 28, 2020. Left-wing pop icon Cher pushed the conspiracy that President Donald Trump wants the U.S. Post Office to go bankrupt to stop Americans from voting by mail in November's presidential election. Writing in her typically bizarre and incoherent manner, the 72-year-old signer argued that Trump, who long prided himself on the country's economic successes before the impact of the coronavirus, wants to see businesses and states to declare bankruptcy to gain his own electoral advantage. A version of her tweet has been translated into legible English. Doesn't anyone care that people who have small businesses are going under because of him? They're losing everything. Small business is the lifeblood of America. As they go under, we go under. P.S. Trump wants blue states to declare bankruptcy. P.S.S. He wants the post office to go bankrupt so we can't vote by mail. The post office has long appeared to be on the verge of bankruptcy. Last November, they reported a doubling of net losses to $8.81 billion, despite an increase in revenues. As a result, the company heavily relies on taxpayer subsidies in order to stay afloat. The ongoing Chinese coronavirus pandemic has raised the possibility that the 2020 presidential election could be carried out voting by paper ballots through the mail, although Trump remains firmly opposed to the idea, claiming it will increase cases of voter fraud. Indeed, in the past four presidential elections, at least 28 million mail-in ballots mysteriously went missing and still remain unaccounted for. Cher, meanwhile, regularly takes to Twitter to share her bizarre political conspiracies. Earlier this month, the Believe singer suggested that Republicans were so determined to win elections that they were even willing to kill voters in order to do so. She made the comments after the Supreme Court struck down an attempt by Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers to postpone voting in their recent local elections and presidential primary because of the ongoing pandemic. Last month, Cher also described Trump as a liar and a murderer after spreading unsubstantiated claims that he was holding back vital medical equipment for those infected. She later deleted the tweet. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.